Earth Day is coming up this Saturday. It's an opportunity to celebrate the natural world and also to take care of it. State parks around Wisconsin are putting out a call for volunteers to help with a variety of activities, from planting trees and painting park benches to picking up litter and clearing out invasive species.
Janet Hutchins joins us now to fill us in on the opportunities to help Wisconsin parks this coming Earth Day. She's the Friends and Volunteer Coordinator for the Wisconsin State Park System with the Wisconsin DNR. Janet, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Veronica.
Well, Janet, why is pitching in on the Wisconsin State Parks, doing some of this invasive species clearing, picking up litter, why is this a good idea on Earth Day?
Well, typically people like to get outside for Earth Day and do something positive to help care for our natural resources and get their hands dirty and do a real environmental project. And so it's also a good time of year when our staff are sprucing up the state properties, getting ready for the busy season when everybody like to get out and go for that hike or start camping or ride their bike on the trail. So it's a great time to get outside early in the season and give our staff a hand with some of our spring cleaning and sprucing things up.
How important is this kind of volunteer work to the maintenance of the state parks?
It's really important. We really appreciate the help our volunteers give us, and our volunteers put in 2,640 hours last year, and we had quite a few volunteers join us for our Earth Day event. And every year, we have more and more volunteers helping us out, and that helps us get up and going for the season a lot quicker. And it's just a great way for folks to get involved with the park system and really give a hand.
And what kinds of activities can we do if we decide, yeah, this sounds like something I want to get involved with? What sorts of things can we choose from?
So we have a lot of different activities happening at our events, like planting trees. That's a seasonal favorite. Picking up litter along the roadway or that may have blown into the parks in the wintertime. Clearing away leaves and sticks that might have fallen in our camping areas during the wintertime. Also painting picnic tables and pulling invasive plants there in the park area.
Now, do we need training to do these kinds of things, or can you get a little on-the-spot training when you get there?
Yeah, this is all on-the-spot, on-the-job training, and it's pretty easy. So we just let volunteers know how to do the activity and then have them pitch in.
Now, I want to zero in particular on some of the opportunities that are out there, because this is a statewide kind of event. And let's focus in on Wisconsin's Kettle Moraine Forest, a beautiful area. What kind of help is needed there?
So at our southern unit at Ottawa Lake, we're replacing trees that were lost to the emerald ash borer that hit the area pretty hard in 2015 and 2016. And we need help mulching around all the newly planted trees in our picnic area and campground areas to help those trees grow well and retain moisture in the summertime. But in our northern unit, we're cleaning up along the Kettle Moraine Scenic Drive, picking up litter, and then our volunteers can enjoy snacks and refreshments with our local friends group there.
So is there kind of a sense of camaraderie? You go out there, there's other volunteers, there's some food that always makes people feel festive. Did you get to know some people who are like-minded?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really great when everybody comes together and lends a hand with a common purpose, and especially on Earth Day, it's just a really great way to all pitch in and help our natural resources, and it is a great time to make new friends and see what other people are doing to help the parks.
Now, Wisconsin's waterways, the lakes, the rivers, the streams are a big part of what makes the state so beautiful. What kinds of things can people do to help out there?
So some of our activities along the lake shore, along Lake Michigan, at Harrington Beach, we are doing some picnic area cleanup and working on the shelter and fixing up the grills in the picnic area in general. And then we also have events at Lakeshore State Park along Lake Michigan and Bigfoot Beach State Park.
So some opportunities there. And looking at some of the more, you mentioned the shelters, and I'm thinking about the picnic benches too. We usually don't think about what we're sitting on. We just assume that it's there. But it sounds like a lot of the parks need help with fresh paint, getting those benches ready to go in the new season. What kinds of things can people do there? Maybe especially if they've got some skill with a paintbrush.
Yeah, several of our parks like Harrington Beach and Point Beach State Forest and Merrick State Park all need help with painting the benches and getting them in really nice condition for our picnickers in the summertime and making them look really nice. So, yeah, getting the brush out and getting some new paint, fresh paint on those picnic tables is going to make picnicking a lot nicer experience for our visitors.
Now, this is work. It's volunteer work, but it sounds like there's some play involved in this, too. You work hard, and then there you are in this beautiful state park. What kinds of things happen when the volunteer part of it is done?
So a lot of our friends groups who support our specific parks on a local level are providing picnics and activities right after the work event. So you can join in with maybe a hike or a talk and enjoy the food and the camaraderie.
Now, how many volunteers typically show up on a day like this?
We have anywhere from a handful of volunteers to a couple hundred at any particular park. It just depends on the event and how many folks come out. But in a typical year, last year we had 825 people throughout the park system participate in Work Play Earth Day. And that's just for that one event. But throughout the year we have over 8,000 volunteers who put in time in our parks, and we really appreciate all the help that they provide us. And that includes our friends groups who volunteer on a more often basis, specifically for a park, trail, or recreation area.
Janet Hutchins is with us. She's the Friends and Volunteer Coordinator for the Wisconsin State Park System with the Wisconsin DNR. And we're talking about volunteer opportunities at state parks in Wisconsin all over the state this coming Earth Day. And Janet, we're talking about this in terms of Earth Day coming up, but it sounds as though there are opportunities beyond Earth Day, but maybe clustered around there. What kind of dates are you looking at?
The dates this year for our celebration begin tomorrow at Mirror Lake State Park, and then on Saturday, April 22nd, on Earth Day, we have 17 locations hosting events around the state, anywhere from Lake Geneva to Sturgeon Bay. And then again on Saturday, April 29th, we have 7 locations holding Earth Day, Work Play Earth Day events, and then also again on Saturday, May 6th. And you can find all of those activities on the DNR website by typing in Work Play Earth Day.
Now, I imagine this could be a good opportunity not only to do something good for the state parks, especially if you're a regular user of the state parks, but what if you want to get to know a new natural area? Should you check out this list and maybe try to see a new state park?
Absolutely. I'd recommend and encourage anyone to discover a new park this spring. Pick a park in the part of the state that you haven't been to before and discover the gems that we have all around the state. Every park has its unique features and habitats to check out. So I would encourage everyone to try a new park this spring.
Right. I mean, Wisconsin has a big state park system. Are there parks within that system that you think get overlooked and maybe we should check out and pay a little more attention to?
Yeah, there are all kinds of parks that folks can visit. And right here in our area, we have the McKenzie Environmental Center. But as far up as the end of Door County, we have Newport State Park, where we have our pretty dark skies up there, and the stargazing is really incredible.
Is that the park in Door County, Newport?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ellison Bay.
So what happens at the dark skies event?
Well, during the summer, they put on specific dark sky stargazing events specifically for that, because they are out away from lots of artificial lighting, and so it's really a unique place to see the all the constellations and to really, really get a good look at the sky in the summertime.
Okay, so let's say you pick your state park, you show up, and I'm thinking that we've got to be creeping up on tick season already. What kinds of clothing should you wear to be prepared for the kind of work you're going to be doing?
Yeah, that's a good point. we would like folks to take a look at the activity that they want to join in with. And on our website, we have a list of what you'll need to have for that particular activity on that day. But generally, pair of gloves, pair of long pants, some work shoes or hiking boots, maybe a hat, sunglasses if it's sunny out. So just kind of general outdoor gear that you would use to work out in your yard.
Now, there's a big effort right now because it's Earth Day and you want to get the volunteers out there to get these parks ready for the high season. But are these opportunities that also exist elsewhere, other times during the year?
Yes, we have volunteer activities happening year-round. So if folks are interested in volunteering beyond our three-weekend event, they can go on to the Volunteer Opportunities webpage on the DNR website for Wisconsin State Parks, Trails, and Recreation Areas and check out the other events that we have going on throughout the year. And then we also have volunteer opportunities for campground hosting, for nature center hosts or naturalists, for special projects like invasive species or maybe doing building and maintenance type of work. So there's all kinds of volunteer activities that are available within the during the whole year.
And Janet, are you going to be helping out this coming weekend?
Yeah, I am. I'm taking my family to Kohler Andre State Park. That's a place that I grew up going to and camping at a lot. So I'm looking forward to that.
Terrific. That's a beautiful park. Janet, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Veronica.
That was Janet Hutchins. She is the Friends and Volunteer Coordinator for the Wisconsin State Park System with the Wisconsin DNR, joining us there to talk about volunteer opportunities at state parks in Wisconsin on this coming Earth Day.
If you are in one of those friends groups at an area state park, definitely send us a message or post on the Central Time Facebook page about what's going on in your neck of the woods for Earth Day, or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Coming up after the news, there's a lot of talk about the value of creativity, but a guest says schools, businesses, and other organizations actually resist creative thinking. She says there are some hurdles we need to overcome to harness the power of our creativity. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.